Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Benny Goodman as a sideman for Ben Selvin. Since Benny's 100th anniversary of his birth was less than a month ago, I thought I would continue at least one more program with the recordings of Benny Goodman, and this time some of the ones that he made with Ben Selvin. First, let me read a little bit about Ben Selvin from Wikipedia. Ben Selvin, March 5th, 1898, July 15, 1980, son of Russian immigrant Jewish parents, was a musician, band leader, record producer, and innovator in recorded music. He was known as the Dean of Recorded Music. Selvin started his professional career at age 15 as a fiddle player in New York City nightclubs. A husky lad, he looked older than he was and as such was permitted into such establishments. A mere 6 years later, as leader of his own dance band, the Novelty Orchestra, Selvin released the biggest selling popular song in the first quarter century of recorded music. That single, Dardanella, eventually went on to sell more than 5 million copies and an additional 2 million pieces of sheet music. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Selvin recorded more musical sides on 78 RPM discs than any other person. One reason for this prolific output is that he recorded for dozens of different labels during this high growth time in the industry, using a different name or slightly different name for each label. Selvin's output has been estimated at 13,000 to 20,000 song titles. You probably knew all this, but there may be some other information here that you may not have. From 1927 to 1934, he was A&R director for Columbia Records. Had an instrumental part in the development of Muzak in the mid-1930s. Was musical director of Majestic Records beginning in 1947, was a vice president and A&R director, artists and repertoire, at Columbia Records in charge of the recordings of Frank Sinatra, Doris Day, Dinah Shore and Buddy Clark in the late 40s and early 50s. Was an A&R director at the RCA Victor in charge of the company popular Camden label and served as musical director for a recording in 1954 by John Serry Sr. Became post-retirement a consultant to 3M, Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company, helping them during the transition from vinyl recordings to recording on tape. Well, there's a lot more to Ben Selvin that thousands of recordings in the 1920s and early 1930s. Okay, let's get started with the music. These come from old LPs, Sunbeam Records from 1971. These are produced, engineered, and designed by Alan Roberts. Alan Roberts is, of course, the person who started the reissue of all of Bix's records in chronological order in the early 1980s, and his activity was taken over after he died, and of course resulted in the magnificent set of Bix Restored 5 volumes so far. The first recording I want to play is Can I Help It? This is from June 6, 1930, with Benny Goodman on clarinet and alto sax, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jack Rossin on piano, and others unknown. At least this is what Alan Roberts tells us in the liners for this LP. He doesn't give the name of the vocalist. Brian Rost, in his American Dance Band discography, gives Scrappy Lambert as the vocalist under the pseudonym of either Tom Frawley or Robert Wood. I will follow that with a recording of It's Easy to Fall in Love. This is from July 7, 1930, Benny Goodman clarinet, Manny Klein trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey alto sax, Herman Wolfson tenor sax, Eddie Walters uke and vocal. And there are other unknown musicians in that recording. So let's listen then to Benny Goodman as a sideman for Ben Selvin in 1930.
If they just thrill me through. Oh, can I help it if you've got dimple knees? And can I help it if I like dimple knees? You've got everything I look for. You've got everything and some more. Say, can I help it if I'm in love with you? Thank you.
low, like you'd imitate a dove. You'll attract that kind so difficult to find, it's easy to fall in love. When you've got them going, take your time, never mind the moon above. There is just one thing, go on and get the ring, it's easy to fall in love. Take a tip from a sailor man who sailed a briny foam. Had a girl in every port and never lost a home. When you know you got them where you want, give them just a little shove. If they neck, neck, neck and forget to double check, it's easy to fall in love.
These are nice dance band recordings with a little bit of Benny Goodman solos there. And in fact, Alan Roberts tells us in the liners for these LPs, which are entitled Ben Selvin and His Orchestra Featuring Benny Goodman, he tells us that he chose the recordings in these LPs to make sure that there were, as he writes, there is some sort of solo by Goodman on each of the tracks. Okay, the next tune that I want to play is Personally, I Love You. This is from January 15, 1931. Benny Goodman, clarinet and alto sax, Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, and other unknown musicians. The vocal is by Paul Small. I will follow that with You'll Be Mine in Apple Blossom Time. This is from March 16, 1931. Benny Goodman on clarinet and alto sax, Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Herman Wolfson on tenor sax, Charles Magnante on accordion, and there are other musicians in the band. Alan Roberts doesn't give a vocalist for this particular recording. I looked up Rost, American Dance Band discography. He gives Lou Brady as the vocalist and in parentheses adds believed to be a pseudonym. So let's listen then to Benny Goodman as a sideman with Ben Selvin, 1931.
Thank you.
secretly, I think that you're the one. Honestly, I do. Possibly we'll find out just what bliss is. Probably, as Mr. and Mrs. Socially, I'm fond of everyone. Personally, I love you. Sometime you'll be mine, all
The next two selections are non-vocal recordings that were made for the South American market. First, Todo Para Ti, which is a translation of The Whole Darn Thing's For You, and then Aquí Estoy Para Ti, which is a translation of I'm in the Market for You. These were recorded on April 9, 1930. Benny Goodman, clarinet and alto sax. Tommy Dorsey on trombone. possibly Ben Selvin on violin and other unknown musicians. So let's listen then to two non-vocal versions of Benny Goodman as a Sideman with Ben Selvin in 1930.
Thank you.
The next record I want to play is When Your Lover Has Gone. This is from February 9, 1931, and from the same date, Walking My Baby Back Home. Now, take a look at the tremendous roster of great musicians here. Benny Goodman on clarinet and alto sax, Ruby Weinstein and Charlie Teagarden on trumpet, Jack Teagarden, Glenn Miller on trombone, Sid Stornburn on alto sax, Larry Binion on tenor sax, Art Schott on piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, Harry Goodman on bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. So let's listen then to Benny Goodman, sideman in Ben Selvin's 1931 recordings.
Magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Anything when your lover has gone. it's great after being up late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go long harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. Owls go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head to my chest. We start into bed and that's when I get her talcum all over my vest. After I kinda straighten my tie, she has to borrow my comb. One kiss then I continue again, walking my baby back home.
Continue with the recordings of Benny Goodman as a sideman with Ben Selvin. I looked up in Goodman's autobiography, Kingdom of Swing, and I was surprised that there is not a single mention of Ben Selvin. At least I didn't find one. In this period, 1930-1931, he talks about Red Nichols and some of his playing in Broadway shows, but I didn't see any mention of Ben Selvin. Okay, now the next two recordings I want to play are Yours and Mine. This is from December 26, 1930, with Benny Goodman on clarinet and alto sax, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Charles Magnanti on accordion, another unknown musician, vocal by Smith Baldu. And after that, Would You Like to Take a Walk? This is from January 15, 1931, Benny Goodman, clarinet and alto sax, Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone. Other musicians are unknown, and the vocal is by Helen Rowland. So let's listen then to Benny Goodman as a sideman with Ben Selvin, 1930-1931.
Like you read about in stories, and we'll call it yours and mine. Where the flowers extend their greetings, where the bluebirds hold their meetings, we'll call it yours and mine. When the sun gets up, then we'll get up and I'll help you cook. And when you sit down, then I'll sit down in our breakfast nook. Then between your chair and my chair, maybe there will be a high chair, and we'll call it yours and mine.
To take a walk, something good'll come from that.
Two recordings I want to play are first, I'm Crazy About My Baby, This is from March 16, 1931, 3 days before I was born. Benny Goodman on clarinet and alto sax, Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Herman Wolfson on tenor sax, Charles Magnanti on accordion, and other unknown musicians. Alan Roberts does not give the name of the vocalist here. According to Rost's American Dance Band discography, he tells us it is Lou Brady, and probably a pseudonym for someone. I will follow that with Roll On, Mississippi Roll On. This is from May 9, 1931. Benny Goodman on clarinet and alto sax, Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, other unknown musicians. Here, the vocalist is Paul Small. So, let's listen then to Benny Goodman as a sideman with Ben Selvin in 1931.
Tell me what can worry be. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was our teacher, that's the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Parson, get your book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination with a perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Thank you.
clear the river, here we come. Watch her smoke, boy, hear that engine hum, and only take a look at that shore. Soon I'll be with the folks I adore. There's a spot round that bend, that's my home, my journey's end. Come on, you old man river, come on. Roll on, you Mississippi, roll on.
Okay, I want to wind up this program with two recordings from December 11, 1929. First, Why Do You Suppose? And then Do You Love Me? Both of the recordings have Smith Ballou on vocal and Benny Goodman, clarinet and alto sax, Bob Ephrus and Tommy Gott on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey and another trombonist on trombone, of course, Joe Dubin on tenor sax, Ben Selvin plus an unknown violin, Irving Brodsky on piano, Jack Hanson on bass, and Stan King on drums. Why Do You Suppose? This is a very nice tune. I like it very much. So here is Benny Goodman with Ben Selvin in 1929.
Upon the bough, why do birds sing melodies, and why do goats wear long goatees? It must be that they aim to please with real hot nanny goat appeal. Don't you understand that flowers have perfume to draw the bee? Why do you suppose that you're so attractive to me? Thank you. Just a tiny bit, do you? Can't you give me just a little okay? If you turn me down, I'm going to sue you. Would you like to love and honor, old baby? Do you think you'd like a little flat, do you? Big enough. Or gee, whatever you say, I'll give you strict attention or anything you mention. Do you love me well enough for that, do you?
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings of Benny Goodman as a sideman with Ben Selvin. I think it is interesting to examine what kind of recordings the very, very famous jazz musicians were doing in their early career, especially around 1930, 1931. These were the Depression years, and these guys had to make a living, and they would play dance bands, Broadway shows, whatever they could do. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX the virtual radio station on demand of the Mixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.